My roots are deeper than the bones of the others. My color, they change with the sun. My branches were higher than anything on the hillside on the day that I watched them all come.
Anthropomorphic is the term that Henderson always used when you give human qualities to an inanimate object. And he was coming home one afternoon during the fall, saw this tree. And where Mike lives is over there where a lot of the battles, you know, the Battle of Nashville had taken place. So then he said it was in fall time and the tree was beautiful, and he just... He said, I was sitting thinking, you know, I bet that tree could tell a lot of stories, you know. And he said, when Chris came over that night to write songs, he came in and said, you're going to think I'm crazy, but I want to write a song about a tree. And so that's what they did. And, you know, it's the story of a tree witnessing a Civil War battle and what the tree would think about that, you know. How it would describe, you know, a gun, sticks that made thunder.
So. Those that have fallen, they come when I call them and answer the best that they can. But all they can see is what they used to be, and that's all they understand. The colors flew high and they danced in the sky. As I watch them come over the hill, then to my wonder, sticks that made thunder, such a great number lay still. The colors flew high and they danced in the sky. As I watch them come over the hill, then to my wonder, sticks that made thunder.
I don't care who you are. I mean, you know, it's part of being a human being, I think. And if, you know, doesn't matter how poor or whatever you are, you're going to make sounds on something.
I've seen pictures, black and white pictures, that were taken in the 1800s, early 1900s, of women holding a banjo. And what they all have in common is that they look incredibly happy.
Well, oh yeah, I can see that. Well, they're playing music. I mean, that's probably the best part of their day. In the 1800s. I mean, they're not out, you know, messing with the livestock or chopping wood or anything else. I would think that, especially in that time period, and especially for a woman, that, you know, when you're playing music, that's the best part of your day, by far. Yeah.
Do you know any women banjo players?
Oh, yeah. No? Yeah, Allison Brown's a real good friend. And she's an awesome banjo player. Robin Thixton, I think is her last name now, her married name. She's a good banjo player. Gina Britt's a really good banjo player. The IBMA Banjo Player of the Year for the last couple of years has been Kristen Scott, who plays with the Grascals. She's a real good traditional, you know, hard-driving bluegrass banjo player.
Richard Bailey geeft ook muzieklessen in Amerika en Engeland. Maar wie oh wie wil er anno 2012 nog banjo leren spelen?
It's amazing. You got kids and then you have professional people. And you have housewives. And I think people, unlike when I was learning how to play, I think these days it seems to be going through a cool cycle. You know, where it's cool to play the banjo. So, and has been for the last 10, 15 years. It's really been amazing. Well, I think it'd be a good thing for everybody to learn because, whenever the power gets shut off, you'll be way ahead of the game if you can play bluegrass.
What if it was made a law that every day before Congress meets, they were exposed to banjo music? Real, true. What would happen with the world?
It would have to get better.